A cure for AIDS has been promised by heaven if there is a change. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wilshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the second epistle of St. Peter the Apostle, chapter 2, verses 4 through 10, quote, "For God did not spare the angels when they sinned, but dragged them down by infernal ropes to Tartarus, and delivered them to be tortured and kept in custody for judgment. Nor did he spare the ancient world, but preserved with seven others Noah, a herald of justice, when he brought a flood upon the world of the impious. And he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to destruction, reducing them to ashes, thus making them an example to those who in the future should live impiously. Whereas he delivered just Lot, who was distressed by the lawless behavior of the wicked, for what that just man saw and heard while dwelling among them. They tormented his soul day after day with their wicked deeds. The Lord knows how to deliver the God-fearing from temptation and reserve the wicked for torment on the day of judgment, but especially those who follow the flesh in unclean lust and despise authority," unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady gave urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of catastrophic events that are to happen before year 2000. She came to prepare us and save us from these dreadful events if we will only listen and follow her instructions. There will be a miraculous spring very soon in front of the flagpole at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. It will be called the Lourdes of America. Veronica suffered greatly for the salvation of souls. She experienced the passion of our Lord and had the stigmata, the wounds of Christ, in her hands, feet, and forehead. She is known as Veronica of the Cross. On August 3, 1995, Veronica went to her eternal reward. Her dying wish is that we continue to spread the message of Our Lady of the Roses until the second coming of our Lord. The prophecies which you are about to hear were given at prayer vigils held at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadow, Corona Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York. Veronica described everything she saw and repeated everything she heard. All was recorded on an audio tape, later transcribed and sent throughout the world. The rosary is recited continuously during these prayer vigils, still being held from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m., about 30 times a year. Over the years, tens of thousands of people around the world have received and are still receiving great spiritual and physical cures through Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1990. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Oh, there's a bright light, oh, like a ball of light coming through the sky at the top, and I can see Our Lady is standing on the ball, just like she did 20 years ago. Oh, the ball seems to represent the earth, and Our Lady now is looking all about her. She's coming very close. In fact, now she is drifting off of the ball, and the ball is going to our left, and Our Lady is coming down to the top of the tree directly behind her statue. Our Lady is looking at that. Oh, she has on the most beautiful gown. It's white and luminous, and she has a mantle that extends all about her head and down to her feet. And now as I look at Our Lady's feet, I can see she has delicate petals of roses now coming from her feet and coming down our way. They must be special graces. Oh, Our Lady is so beautiful. I don't know. I wish she would appear to everyone to see her like she is. It's the most beautiful sight in the whole world. I love you, Blessed Mother. Yes. Now Our Lady is looking, and she's looking her first finger to her lips like this. That means to listen and repeat. My child and my children of the world, I am very elated at the response for which the verses to Our Lady of the Roses responded and has brought in many new souls. Before the evening is over, you will understand what I am telling you, my child. But first of all, I come also for this reason. There is much going on in the world now that is evil. As I tried to make you understand 7 years ago that Satan has entered now into my son's church upon earth, and Satan has control now of all the medias. Therefore, it is up to the parents now to see that their children do not become polluted and lose their souls. We're all aware in heaven of the drug epidemics, the volcanoes erupting, that you see it was to come about. Now, I hear the prayers of many who call out for mercy, because they have the disease called AIDS. My child, make it known to them in writing that this was a direct admonition by the Eternal Father for their performing terrible acts of indecency upon earth that destroys the young souls who follow them. I am talking, my child, about homosexuality. It is rampant all over the earth. You have to understand, the Eternal Father is not a punishing God. However, he is most interested in the children. And it appears now that the sins of the parents are being placed upon the shoulders of the children. And all my children, if I could only show you the list that the Eternal Father has for him to go through the world and bring these souls back. The sins of the parents shall be visited upon the children. Oh, my children, I hear your cries because of the AIDS epidemic in your country and the world. I plead for you to the Eternal Father to remove this plague from young mankind. And I have great news to you this evening, my children. The Eternal Father and my son have made it clear to me that if man will repent of his ways that have been given to him by Satan, we will see that you do have a cure for AIDS. A certain length of time has been set about by the Eternal Father. It is the time for you to repent and do penance for the sins of the world. There are many who are willing to help us now. We watch you all, my children, and we will guide you to an eventual victory. All who suffer upon earth because of Satan's battle with them will know that through our mercy, not all will be lost.
We'll pause here for a moment.
You're listening to These Last Days broadcast in the last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns to the earth. We have a book available titled Roses from Heaven, Volume 2.
It's 8.5 by 11 and has 458 pages. It contains the Bayside prophecies from 1977 through 1986. Many of these messages have not previously been published. Our Lady has asked that we read and reread the messages from heaven because much has been overlooked. Roses from Heaven, Volume 2, costs $14 and can be ordered from These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Read this book and the Bible, and you'll be very knowledgeable and prepared for these last days. Again, Roses from Heaven, Volume 2, costs $14 and can be ordered from These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This radio program, produced by These Last Days Ministries, can now be heard on the Internet, on the World Wide Web at tldm.org. That's tldm.org. Send us an email on how you like it and tell your family and friends about it. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1990. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
I want you to stress, my child, the existence of hell and purgatory. It has been forgotten by many. Even the priests in licensed churches have overlooked this essential knowledge. In fact, some now mock it as being untrue. My child and my children of the world, please believe me. I have been through purgatory. I have been through hell. And I tell you all, please do penance for your brothers and sisters who do not have the way. The way to heaven is really led by a scene of love. The Eternal Father is not the one to punish you, for he wishes to save all mankind. He has created you. Even that, my child, is being discarded. I hear the voices that cry out that you were not created by the Holy Spirit. But I say unto you, men of the cloth too, that you do not follow your religious beliefs. You've given them up, and you work among precepts for man. Do not make my son's church a place just for man. It was through the Eternal Father's plan to be a place of honor and direction to set you on the road to heaven and not lose your road and wind up in hell or purgatory. You see, the enemies of your God believe that if they can confuse you and make you believe errors, they will take over completely. But I know, my children, if you listen to our direction, that will not happen. I say again, if man will repent of his sin and discard the homosexual life they're living, I will give them a cure for AIDS. Now also, my child and my children, there is another fact to be known to mankind and shouted from the rooftops. The murders of the unborn will not be tolerated. You will read Job chapter 33, verse 4. The Holy Spirit made me, and the breath of the Almighty gave me life. Do not listen to those disciples of Satan that are trying to take this knowledge from you. All mankind has been created by the Eternal Father in the Son and the Holy Ghost. The existence of the Trinity, too, is being attacked. We are fully aware of what is going on. And I can tell you, my children, if there are not immediate changes, another plague shall be set upon your country and other countries of the world. Eventually, the suffering will be so great, if man does not repent, that there will be few souls left on earth. You are in great danger at this time, the United States of America. I tried to warn you some time ago, that you allowed a two-legged demon to enter into your country. Do not believe an atheist, because they do not hold the truth. Oh, my children, I know that you had struggled through the years to bring this message from heaven. And I know, my child, Veronica, I relieve you of one cross, but you cannot be free of all suffering, because it is needed. You will understand this, my child, when you enter through the golden doors. Yes, my child. Yes, you don't want me to repeat it? Am I going that soon? Oh, yes. 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 Now, my child, one more message to mankind, and I will let you rest, because my son wants to speak to you. He has grave concern of what is happening to the earth. Yes. You don't want me to repeat it? I understand. Yes. Yes, I will. Now, Our Lady is going over to her left side, our right side, directly over the trees. Oh, she's so luminous. I'm sure everyone could see her. She's so beautiful. And she is so loving that I can feel it. It's just like having another mother. Now, Our Lady is going over and taking her rosary like this. She has the golden Our Fathers and the white wombless Hail Marys, and she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking over and she's saying, is that a nun I see over there? Where are her garments? I don't know, that's it, Mother. My child, you will also make it known that we are not happy to see the world enter all of our convents. They discard the habits. They're no longer maidens of purity. And I tell you, my children, that cannot be tolerated. Modernism must not be a way of life for our dedicated. Our nuns have to have discipline, my children. Do not bring the world into the convents. I ask that the convents remain free of all television and radios and return to their prayer life. Also, my son wants it known that he is fully aware of the prayer life, the lack of prayer life in his dedicated. They have become men of the world and no longer men of God. I know this shocks you, my child, but it cannot be avoided. There has to be a change. Satan is working now throughout the world. 666 is upon mankind, and it cannot be denied. There will be murders abounding, and the abortions shall continue until mankind receives a just chastisement. I have wandered throughout the world all these earth years trying to warn mankind that if they love my son, they will honor him. But now many are dishonoring him. The Eternal Father will only put up with this for a short time.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1990. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Veronica's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, guys. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Well, now at the vigil of September 28th, approximately 550 people were present, and there were 10 buses and many cars from different states. And there was a candlelight rosary procession superbly managed by Vincent McDonald and his very capable crew of White Berets. I was unable to attend, but I heard you were there, Gary, with your lovely wife, Gail, and your two lovely sons, John, Paul, and Michael.
Yes, it was beautiful, Mrs. Ferguson.
I heard also that you stayed for the Holy Hour on Sunday, and that you and your family and your bus of pilgrims, they went to see Veronica's grave site at St. Mary's Cemetery in Flushing, Long Island, New York.
Yes, it was beautiful.
When I pass over the veil, I will be buried in the same cemetery. Now, at the vigil of October 2nd, approximately 175 people attended. Now, let's see, I have my continuation of my memories with Veronica of the Cross. Now, this is a continuation of Fatima's distressing message, which was written in a German newspaper on October 15, 1963. Our Lady said, "What I had already announced at La Salette through the children of Milani and Maxim, I repeat to you now, humanity has not developed as God desired. Mankind has been sacrilegious and has trampled underfoot the wondrous blessings of God. No longer does order reign anywhere. Even in the highest places, Satan reigns and directs the course of things. Satan will succeed in infiltrating into the highest positions in the church. Satan will succeed in sowing confusion in the minds of scientists who design weapons that cause and destroy great portions of mankind in a short period of time. Satan will gain hold of heads of nations and will cause these destructive weapons to be more produced, mass produced. If mankind will not oppose these evils, I will be obliged to let the arm of my son drop in vengeance. If the chief rulers of the world and of the church will not actively oppose these evils, I will ask God my Father to bring his justice bad on mankind. Then will God punish mankind even more severely and heavily than he did at the time of the great deluge. The great and powerful will perish, same as the lowly and the meek. But a time of very severe trial is also coming to the church. Cardinals will oppose cardinals. Bishops will oppose bishops. To be continued." Now I have a testimony from New Jersey to Our Lady's words, as I'm writing this letter to share a beautiful experience that my son David, who was 9 years old at the time and was privileged to have through the intercession of Our Lady of the Roses on October 2nd, 1988, while I was kneeling and down praying the rosary at the vigil grounds, David was sitting on a chair and began to cry. He told me he felt pains in his feet and his chest, and he started crying. He said everything felt so warm. So I saw he was in pain, and I said, "Well, come here, sit next to me on the ground." As we continued to pray the rosary, I noticed David looking up into the sky towards the left hand side of the Blessed Mother statue, waving his hand towards the trees. And he looked down at the ground, and then he looked up again and started waving his hand again. And I said, I was puzzled. I said, "What are you doing that for?" He says, "I'm waving at Uncle Scotty." Now, Uncle Scotty died on January 1st, 1988, 6 months before, due to a drug overdose. We had been praying for a soul. David said to me, "Don't you see him?" I said, "No." But for him to describe to me what he saw, David told me he saw Jesus and Mary standing in the sky with their Uncle Scotty in the middle, and then with their hands folded, praying. He described Jesus wearing a burgundy robe with white gowns underneath, the Blessed Mother wearing a blue mantle with a white gown, and underneath and his uncle was wearing a brown robe with the white gown underneath. I saw the expression on his face change to a startled look, and he explained how he saw a big flash of light that appeared in the sky all of a sudden, and Jesus and Mary and his uncle all floated up to the light and flew into the light. David said that he could not understand how they could do that, being they had no wings. I was overwhelmed by this experience because I knew that Jesus and our Blessed Mother had given us a sign that his uncle had been saved and was in heaven. What a beautiful manifestation from heaven to let us know that Jesus and Mary are really present on the grounds and show us their love and mercy. On another occasion at the vigil grounds, David and I saw a beautiful a luminous white dove while we were returning to the bus. I told him that he had been blessed by being allowed to see the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove and to thank the Blessed Mother for such a great gift. At another vigil, I saw a flock of doves fly for a few seconds in the sky in the formation of a V. David and I have experienced such wonderful things, and we've come closer and closer to Jesus in the Eucharist. David has recently been installed as an altar boy in our parish. May our Blessed Mother always keep you all protected under her immaculate blue mantle. And that's all. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady of the Roses messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask God to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lower Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lower Michigan, 49331.